Sports Time today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee. We'll check out some local and area scores and a look at the Brewers coming up with another game in Arizona tonight.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Today in high school baseball, GET over Prairie du Chien, 8-3. Wisconsin Heights, 5-0 over Iowa Grant. At the Viroqua Triangular, Viroqua beat Bangor, 5-4. It was Reedsburg over Cudahy, 12-2. At the Madison Mallards Triangular, and Pewaukee over Reedsburg, 8-0. In baseball action, softball today, River Valley was a winner over the La Crosse Logan team, 10-5. And River Valley edged Eau Claire Memorial by a final of 12-11 today in La Crosse. Platteville over Highland, 14-13. Lancaster, 11-0 over Viroqua. It was Belmont, 9. Prairie du Chien, 5. Prairie du Chien won, 6-0 over Highland. And Belmont over Lancaster, 7-5 at the Prairie du Chien invite. New Lisbon hosted the Mill Haven Track Invitational today. A few area teams were involved. The girls' team scoreboard led by Brookwood. It was Riverdale finishing 6th and Ithaca Weston 10th among the 15 teams. North Crawford boys' team won the event, scoring 109 over Reedsburg's 94. Ithaca Weston was 10th, Riverdale 15th today in New Lisbon. Among the individual place winners, Tristan Peterson, a senior from Ithaca Weston, was 3rd in the girls' 100-meter hurdles. In the girls' 1600, it was Mallory Meese of Riverdale finishing 3rd. Clayton Lee of Ithaca Weston was first place in the 1600 run as well. In other individual finalists, Melanie Williamson Riverdale, a sophomore, finished 3rd in the 3200. Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee was 1st in the 3200 in the boys' event. Tristan Peterson, Ithaca Weston, in the girls' long jump, finished 2nd. Haley Schneider Riverdale was 5th. Haley was also 5th in the triple jump. Holly King of Ithaca Weston finished 4th in the discus throw at the New Lisbon invite. And Olivia Meese, Riverdale, 2nd place in the 800-meter run. Jose Quintana threw 7 scoreless innings in his Brewers debut, leading Milwaukee to a 7-0 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks Friday night. The veteran left-hander gave up just 4 hits and faced the minimum through the first 6 innings, coaxing double play grounders in the first 2 innings and picking off Jake McCarthy at first in the 3rd inning. Quintana signed with Milwaukee in early March. The 36-year-old started the season in the minors to continue his preparation and looked sharp in his first big league outing of the year. Bryce Tarang had 3 hits and 2 RBIs. Elsewhere, Detroit beat Minnesota 4-0 today. Spencer Torkelson homered and drove in 3 runs for the Tigers, who have won 7 of their last 8 games. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32 points, 15 assists, and 11 rebounds, leading the Milwaukee Bucks to a 125-119 win over the Detroit Pistons last night, securing the number 5 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Giannis has a career-high 11 triple-doubles this season, surpassing his total from last year by 1. Cade Cunningham scored 36 for the Pistons, who will be seeded 6th in their first postseason appearance since 2019. Detroit's Malik Beasley connected on a 3-pointer to make it 122-119 with 17 seconds left, but the Bucks seal the win with free throws. Elsewhere, Game 82 for every NBA team in the NBA has arrived for 10 clubs. It's the end of the season. For 13 others, it's one last game before the postseason. And for 7 teams in the Western Conference, Game 82 might feel like Game 7. The NBA regular season ends tomorrow with 7 postseason-bound West teams entering the final day, wondering where they'll land in the standings, and it all could be decided around the same time. Each of the games that will affect those unclaimed West spots start a little after 3:30 Eastern time. At 21, Layla Edwards is quickly establishing her presence as the future face of not only U.S. women's hockey, but the sport overall. In three short seasons, the player has grown into her 6'1", 188-pound frame to help Wisconsin win two NCAA titles and earn MVP honors in her Women's World Hockey Championships debut last year. Making her journey even more unique is Edwards being from the non-traditional hockey market of Cleveland Heights, Ohio, and being the first Black player to compete on the U.S. women's hockey team. At this year's World Championships in the Czech Republic, Edwards also is making the switch from forward to defense in another reflection of her all-around ability. Ken Griffey Jr.'s wife, Melissa, asked him if he could do some chores around the house this weekend. He told her no, he had to work the Masters. He joked that they haven't spoken in 2 days, but the 13-time All-Star and Baseball Hall of Famer said he couldn't pass up the opportunity to work this week as a sports photographer for Masters.com, taking photos of golf's biggest stars like Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, and Phil Mickelson on one of the sport's most picturesque settings. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.